The old paradigm has to die off. The old paradigm has to die off. The old paradigm has to die off. Let me say it again. The old paradigm has to die off. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. The old paradigm has to die off. It has to go away. It has to disappear. It has to shift. The old paradigm has to shift into the new paradigm. And those who don't want to shift with it are stuck. What I'm saying is biblical. You either run to Christ, renew your mind, escape 3D, get raptured out of this place to 5D, come back, you will be the shapeshifters, you will be the ones that you have a new body, but you can look human. The Bible talks about the new heaven and new earth, and there's no more tears. The old paradigm has to die off, period, plain and simple. And if a person's not willing to shift, they get left behind. And if it's true in the eternal realm, it's true in the daily realm, it's true in the yearly realm, it's true in the psychological, mental realm. If you're growing and you're around somebody who's not growing, guess what happens? They either shift or they get left behind. Nothing new under the sun. The rapture, the born-again saints get pulled out of here, raptured up, the shift, the new paradigm. They leave 3D, move up to 5D. And it's true in everyday life. You either shift and move to the next level, or you get stuck and stay in Hades. Because most people are living in Hades, even though Hades is not, even though they're not there yet. You can tell by their curse words and their anger and their no peace. They're living in hell because you can tell they don't have any peace. They're blaming everybody else. You can tell by the way they drive. You can tell by the way their body language is. Everything about them. No peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. So in hell, there's no peace. So even now, the wicked have no peace. They can't sit in a car or a house or anywhere without any noise. They always have to have noise going on. Music or TV or noise or fighting or arguing. I just dropped somebody off. And she couldn't stand the quiet. She had to start singing. I didn't want to hear her sing. Very few people have done that. Maybe one other in 8 years. She just started singing because she can't handle the peace. She can't handle the quiet. When her daughter called, "What do you want?" That's how she answered. And she was on the other phone, on the other line. She said, "My daughter's calling." And then she said, "What do you want?" Then she said, "I love you." So she treats her with hateful attitude. But then when she hangs up, says she loves her. "What do you want?" Treats her daughter with a hateful attitude. But then when she hangs up, she says she loves her. And when the other person was on the phone with her, she said, you could tell in her voice, I gotta go, my daughter's calling me. Like it's getting on her nerves, you know. I gotta pick up that other line, my daughter's calling. But she said it in a way like, you know, she was frustrated. I think the reason they hate their own children is because they know what they are and they expect the child to be like them. They have such a short-sighted view of life, they expect the child to be as evil as they are. And then when the child's not as evil as they are, maybe then they wake up and say, not everything is your worldview is not the big picture, you know. When somebody wakes up and says, okay, my worldview is not the biggest picture out here, you know. When you wake up to that, that's when you start learning from other people. People used to ask me, what are you doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? Same thing I was doing yesterday, I'm listening to sermons. Don't you get tired of that? After work, I'd be listening. I wanted the truth, people. I wanted the truth. 3-4 hours a day, every day for 15 years. I can't even remember how many years now, but I wanted to know, because you had all these preachers saying all these different things, and I would read my Bible, and I would line upon line, precept upon precept, and then I got to the point where my doctrine was sound, but then I was seeing 666 everywhere, because it said in the Bible to count the number of the beast. So I said, let me count the number of the beast. And I ended up 5 years counting the number of the beast. And then when I said, Lord, it looks like the devil's winning, but I know he's not. What's going on? Then he showed me the blood of his cross everywhere. So 666 is everywhere, but the blood of his cross is everywhere. So what does that tell you? It's the flesh versus the spirit everywhere, playing out 24/7, 7 days a week, all the time. There's no new story. If somebody can show me something different than cut, turn, union, and flow, then I'll relook at my belief system about the simulation. But I can't imagine you finding something outside of cut, turn, union, flow, whatever it is. If somebody can find me something outside of cut, turn, union, and flow, then I'll relook at the simulation theory. But I don't think they're going to find it. I don't think it's possible. If everything breaks down to cut, turn, union, and flow, that tells you how simple this place really is. And the reason it's so simple is because mankind is so dumb. God has to make it simple, or we wouldn't be able to function.